We in Atlanta, of course, have a different kind of. Well, we get the news probably a little differently than from we did here. But a big event that happened just recently in the news was the death of Martin Luther King. And I just wonder how y'all heard about it. Could you tell me a little bit about how people around here felt about it and things like that?
Well, the white people didn't care. I don't know how the niggers felt, because I never mentioned it among them. But most of them are kind of glad of it. Hard to say, but it's the truth.
Yeah. I guess a lot of people everywhere felt like that. A lot of people in a lot of places.
Yeah, they said it was a good thing. Now, where it is or not, I wouldn't say myself, because I don't know anything. I'm ignorant about it. I hate to express opinions on it.
Wonder how the colored people around felt.
I don't know. I never hear anyone open his mouth about it.
That's something, of course.
Of course, you know, Nasty, they'd be wrote up. I mean, some of them, you know. And lots of them wouldn't. I don't think they'd even pay much attention. More than one of our fellas got killed, you know. And they was high up in the population and their thoughts, you know, and all.
There's pressure down here. The drive in place.
Just kind of like when Kennedy was killed, well, people down here didn't care if he was much killed or not. They said he was in the place, he ran for the place, and so the killing comes, right, he's a man of death.
His pressure said that Luther King wouldn't come down here to his funeral if he died, and said he was sure wouldn't go to Atlanta to his.
Well, there were a lot of people that did come.
Oh, yeah. Well, lots of those big fellas that went there with us for politics and all such as that. Don't you know it wasn't. Maddox, now he said it about right, didn't he? It didn't interfere with him. Therefore, he had business to do. He couldn't go to the field.
I'm throwing a magazine.
He wasn't no personal friend of Maddox's. Uh-huh. Well, generally, we just go to funerals that it really means, you understand, we know them and been with them long. Just jumping off and going to a fellow funeral you ain't never seen or heard talk. You got some reason why there besides just sympathizing with the family or something like that. You don't even know the family.
Are people making money off of that?
Sure.
In the magazine they had a picture of him and the writing said every American family in the United States ought to have one of these pictures hanging up in their home.
$5.
So if they sold all those pictures, $5,
they
made some money.
Well, I bet they'll sell a million of them or more. Most colored people will buy them and all like that.
I guess so. There's always somebody going to make money.
You know, if not any money's involved in it, we're not very much involved with the fellow either, one way or the other.
Well, it's never been down here, has it?
Yeah. How is Kennedy running up in Atlanta?
Seems to be doing pretty well.
I think he's with the college folks more than anybody else, though, ain't he?
Probably he and
McCarthy. I read in the paper where he's with the college people. It might be speaking down their line, you know, for as I know. But on the average, you catch a middle-aged fella and all like that down this section of the country. Not even middle-aged if he's not in college. I don't know if a dozen votes he'd get you in this town. Not as I've heard him speak.
Wonder who the town would vote for president.
I think he'd go for Nixon now.
Really?
Unless Humphrey comes out with sure enough some pretty good stuff. I think Nixon will care.